A jury of 13 Methodist pastors this weekend defied church law to allow an openly lesbian minister to continue her ministry. The Reverend Karen Dahman had been placed on leave from her position as pastor of the First Methodist Church of Ellensburg, Washington. Church law bars the ordination of homosexuals, but the church's established social principles call for support of gay rights. The Reverend Elaine Stanofsky is assistant to the United Methodist Bishop of the Seattle area, and she joins us from her home in Everett, Washington. Good morning, Reverend Stanofsky.
Good morning, Leanne.
First, tell us about the charges that had been brought against Reverend Dahman and explain the decision of the jury.
The United Methodist Church has a number of chargeable offenses, one of which is practices declared by the church to be incompatible with Christian teaching, which is kind of technical language it refers to. A paragraph in the social principles of the church that declares that the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. So that was technically the charge.
And the decision of the jury, did the jury explain it?
The jury did explain it. I don't have the text of that decision in front of me, but the jury explained that it found on the specification that Reverend Dahman was indeed self-avowed practicing homosexual, which is the language that the church law uses in the ban on gay ordination, but it did not find her guilty of practices declared incompatible with Christian teachings.
Now, the last time a Methodist minister was tried for being a homosexual, the verdict came out the other way. This was the case of the Reverend Rose Mary Denman's ordination. It was revoked in 1987. So what's changed in the past 17 years?
Well, actually, the church law has changed some, and it's a little technical to talk about, and I can't even describe all of the technicalities, but I think people have been scrutinizing the scriptures, the tradition of the church, the laws within the church, and just continue to try and seek God's will about this. And so there was extensive 2 days of testimony in this case, and I think some of the testimony about technicalities in the church law won the day. You started by saying that that this was in defiance of church law, but I think the jury would say clearly that they believe they've upheld the church law.
After the verdict, the pastor who was the prosecutor who argued the case against Reverend Dahman said he was pleased with the verdict. This must have been an awkward position for him. Is there a similar feeling among church members?
I don't know what the feeling about among church members is. I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting morning in churches across the United States and actually around the world. It has not been the majority position in the Pacific Northwest Conference of the United Methodist Church that this ban is appropriate, and this area has petitioned to remove the ban for the last 8 years.
And about church law, then, do you think as a result of this verdict there might be a review?
Oh, there'll definitely be a review. We'll all be in Pittsburgh in a little over a month for our quadrennial legislative session, and there are more petitions on these matters than there are on any other matter of church law. I think the church, however, will not be any less split this year than it has been in the past. I don't think this case clarifies anything. I think it may, in fact, intensify the struggle.
The Reverend Elaine Stanofsky is assistant to the United Methodist Bishop of the Seattle area. She joined us from her home in Everett, Washington. Thank you very much for your time, Reverend.
Thank you, Leanne.